Welcome to StoryLark, educational stories, where every story is an adventure in learning. Tonight's story is called, How Do We Know About Dinosaurs? Are you ready? Let's find out. How Do We Know About Dinosaurs? Jalen stood in the big museum. His eyes were very wide. In front of him was the biggest dinosaur he had ever seen. The T-Rex was so tall. Its teeth were so big. Its arms looked small, but its legs were huge. Wow, said Jalen. He looked up and up and up. The dinosaur had no skin. It was just white bones. But the bones looked real. Very real. Mom, said Jalen, how do we know about dinosaurs? Nobody was there when they lived. Mom smiled. That's a great question, Jalen. Let's find someone who knows. They walked around the museum. Soon they met a nice lady. She had curly hair and a big smile. Hi, she said. I'm Dr. Chen. I study dinosaurs. I dig up their bones. Would you like to know how we learn about dinosaurs? Jalen nodded fast. Yes, please. Dr. Chen laughed. Come with me. I'll show you some special things. Dr. Chen took Jalen to a special room. It had lots of rocks. Some rocks had shakes in them. These are fossils, said Dr. Chen. She picked up a brown rock. Look close. See this shape? It's a leaf. But this leaf is very old. Very, very old. Jalen looked. The leaf shape was in the rock. How did it get there? He asked. Dr. Chen smiled. Long ago, this leaf fell down. Mud covered it up. The mud got hard. It turned into rock. The leaf turned into rock too. Now we can see what leaves looked like long ago. She showed him more fossils, a fish, a shell, a bug, all made of rock now. Dinosaur bones work the same way, she said. When a dinosaur died, mud covered its bones. The bones turned into rock. Dr. Chen held a special glass. It made things look bigger. This is a real dinosaur fossil, she said. She put it under the glass. Look through here, Jalen. Jalen looked. He could see tiny holes in the fossil bone. What are those little holes? He asked. Those are where blood used to flow, said Dr. Chen. The blood is gone now, but we can still see where it went through the bone. Jalen looked again. It was amazing. The fossil looked just like a real bone, but it was made of rock. The rock copied the bone exactly, said Dr. Chen. Every tiny part. That's why we know so much about dinosaurs. The fossils tell us their secrets. Jalen smiled big. He was learning so much. The fossils were like puzzle pieces from long ago. Next, Dr. Chen showed Jalen a big map. It had lots of red dots on it. Each red dot is a place where we found dinosaur bones, she said. Jalen counted the dots. There were so many. How do you know where to look? He asked. Dr. Chen pointed to the map. We look for special rocks. They're called layers, like a cake with many layers. She showed him a picture. It looked like a cliff with stripes. Each stripe is a different time. The bottom stripes are very old. The top stripes are newer. Dinosaur bones are in the old stripes at the bottom. Jalen nodded. He understood. When rain and wind wear away the top layers, the old bones show up, said Dr. Chen. It's like unwrapping a present from long ago. Jalen thought that sounded fun. Finding hidden treasures. Dr. Chen opened a big box. Inside was something amazing, a giant tooth. It was as big as a banana. This is a T-Rex tooth, she said. You can hold it. Jalen held the tooth carefully. It was heavy. The tooth was sharp and curved. This tooth tells us the T-Rex ate meat, said Dr. Chen. See how sharp it is? Sharp teeth are for cutting meat. Flat teeth are for eating plants. She showed him other teeth too. Some were flat and wide. Plant eaters had teeth like this, she said. Jalen looked at his own teeth in a mirror. Some were sharp. Some were flat. I eat meat and plants, he said. Dr. Chen laughed. Yes, you have both kinds of teeth. You're an omnivore. That means you eat everything. Jalen smiled. Teeth told so many stories.
Dr. Chen showed Jalen more bone secrets. Look at these leg bones, she said.
Long legs mean the dinosaur could run fast. Short legs mean it walked slowly. Jalen looked at the different bones. Some were very long. Some were short and thick. And look here, said Dr. Chen. She showed him rings inside a bone. They looked like rings in a tree. Each ring means 1 year of the dinosaur's life. We can count them to see how old the dinosaur was. Jalen counted the rings. 1, 2, 3, 4. This dinosaur was 10 years old, he said. Dr. Chen smiled. That's right. The bones tell us if the dinosaur was young or old. They tell us if it was sick or healthy. Bones are like books. They tell us stories. Jalen loved these bone stories.
Dr. Chen sat down with Jalen. There are still things we don't know about dinosaurs, she said. We don't know what colors they were. We think some were green. Some were brown. Maybe some had pretty colors like birds.
Jalen thought about colorful dinosaurs. That would be so cool.
We also don't know what sounds they made, said Dr. Chen.
Did they roar like in movies? Did they chirp like birds?
We can only guess. Jalen made a dinosaur sound.
Roar, Dr. Chen laughed.
Maybe they sounded like that. We're still learning new things about dinosaurs. Every day we find new clues. Maybe someday you'll help us learn more.
Jalen's eyes got big. Really? I could be a dinosaur scientist? Yes, said Dr. Chen. We always need more fossil hunters.
Jalen and his mum walked back to the T-Rex. Now Jalen looked at it differently. I know how we know about you, he said to the dinosaur.
Your bones turned into rock. Scientists found them. They put you back together, like a puzzle.
Mum smiled.
What did you learn today, Jalen? She asked. I learned that fossils are bone rocks, said Jalen. And teeth tell us what dinosaurs ate. And leg bones tell us how fast they ran. And there's still lots to learn. He yawned. It had been a big day. When I grow up, I want to find dinosaur bones too, he said sleepily.
Mum hugged him. That sounds wonderful, little scientist. As they left the museum, Jalen waved goodbye to the T-Rex.
See you later, bone friend, he whispered.
Tonight he would dream of digging up dinosaur treasures.
And that's our story for tonight. What did you learn? Talk about it tomorrow. Visit storylark.app or download StoryLark on the Apple App Store or Google Play to create your own stories.